Check out Dobbs April deals before you make your next tire or service purchase, including super BOGO deals on oil changes, plus great deals on new sets of tires. Bumper to bumper, your dollars go further at Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for April deals now.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for winter driving at Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers with super deals on tires, including up to $200 on new Goodyear tires, plus oil changes, brakes, batteries, and more. For value and savings, click on gotodobbs.com today.
We're talking Blues hockey. It's the Joey Vitale Report on 101 ESPN. Brought to you by The Electrical Connection. When you need quality electrical work for your home or business, visit electricalconnection.org.
Along with the voice of the Blues, Chris Kerber, who is sitting in for Brandon Kiley today and tomorrow, and Tanner Hendrickson, I'm Alex Ferrario. It is BK and Ferrario here on 101 ESPN, and we head to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line now and welcome in our favorite celebrity, the Joe Vitale. Joey V, how are you today, my man?
Alex, doing well. Curbs, doing well. I feel like I just talked to you guys a couple minutes ago. That was last night. But hanging in tough, guys. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Joe, my day started with a little Marlon Perkins Wild Kingdom. So I figured I'd get you.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha Insurance Company. I thought I'd get your thoughts on this. So my next door neighbor has had a possum problem, and their dog found some baby possums underneath a bush.
Uh-oh.
Okay. And so I got a text, and she said, listen, we're going to set a cage out there. It's going to be kind of on your side of the fence here. We're going to bait it and see if we can catch this thing because it's causing some problems. So I said, okay. So sure enough, wake up this morning to a text that said, with a picture of this possum in this, you know, large raccoon trapping cage, right? And she said, can you take care of this for me? I went, yeah, okay. So I took the possum and I released it in the woods far away from the house. And then I thought, I don't even know what the rules are when it comes to that. Okay. Like, I know I'm okay. Like, I took it out to, I know it's the woods. I didn't just release it in somebody else's backyard and say, go mess with their deck. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be a jerk.
Right, but so I did release it in the woods, but I'm sitting here thinking, shoot. And I go, well, this is something Joe might know about. So you get these traps, and I mean, this thing could have held a raccoon family, but then you're like, what the hell do you do with it once you've got it in the trap? So I took it into the woods, but what if somebody doesn't know where the woods go, or have woods to go dump it in?
Well, and you would think that possums would have that sixth sense where they can kind of figure out and get back to where they once were. You know, I mean, listen, if geese and ducks can fly in the air and they have no navigation system wired into them that I know of anyway. They don't have a GPS tracker, but they always end up in the same location. I mean, if they can do it, you have to think that possums can do it too. I mean, listen, I'm a believer that any animal that is still on this earth has figured something out. They're actually wildly intelligent to still survive. I mean, if saber-toothed tigers are no longer here, and then you got those big elephants with the big horns, they could make it as well. A lot of species.
Those were called mammoths.
Those are woolly mammoths. Yeah. Or Curbs' nickname.
Yeah, those things. Yeah, those things. The things with the horns, the elephants with the horns. And so many of these animals, they haven't made it. And, you know, that's like kind of going back to humans. Like, we're kind of hard to kill. Like, you know, Alex, for you, my advice to you when you brought home that new baby was, you know, hey, honestly, good luck to you. I'll give you a little advice to make you feel better. These things are hard to kill. We're pretty resilient, yep, rubbery little things that just do not die that easily. And same for possums. So, Curbs, honestly, I think if you put him in the woods, I have a funny feeling he's probably going to come right back to where he started from.
Okay, so that was my concern.
He's probably got young to take care of.
Well, that was my concern was, like, did I take him far enough away? Like, it was, it's a good enough ways away. And so I did the dizzy bat thing too, just to really mess it up. So before I took it out of the cage, I spun it around in like three circles, and it was in the back of the truck. So unless it's got an iPhone and GPS, it's really going to have to figure out.
Did you really spin him around like in a pinata when you blindfolded?
I drove around the block a few times and then just tried to confuse it. You know, well, what are you going to do? This thing was pissed off.
He took it downtown St. Louis and brought it back.
All right, then one more thing. And Alex, you're now part of the club and the Girl Dad Club here. And Joe will appreciate this. Okay, so my daughter, Gabby, looks out the window and sees this thing in the cage because it was on that side of the house, outside her bedroom window. She sees this in the cage. And again, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, I got to get rid of this thing. Where am I going to take it? I'll just take it out to the woods near my dad's house or something like that, right? Okay, no problem. Then your daughter speaks up, and she goes, man, can you imagine being one of their kids, though? Mom and dad just went out to go hunting for food at night and never came back. And I'm like, oh, my God. girl dad.
Well, I had
girl
that
dad.
It didn't happen with my daughter, but it happened with my wife, who was 7 months pregnant at the time. I told you guys and I told our listeners that I took care of a mole in my backyard the other day. Well, this was back when Katie was pregnant, and the first one was out there, and I found it. And when I dug it up, I must have hit it with the shovel, and it died. And she came out and she saw that I killed the mole, and she started bawling in the backyard that I killed the mole.
Okay, what did you do with the mole then?
Well, I put it in two plastic bags and then I wrapped it in the trash can.
Okay, so because that would stink if that was on the day after trash was picked up.
Oh, no, it was the day of trash.
Oh, see, then you're lucky.
Yeah.
I tell you guys, I go back to this a lot, you know, as far as the respect of these animals. And I think you guys did the right thing by putting it out to the woods, because you got to keep these things going. You know, two things, speaking of wives, that I've really kind of learned to not do anymore as a husband. I started doing this, and I really should stop doing it. When my wife was really pregnant and uncomfortable, and she was like, you know, kind of whining one day, I said, well, honey, at least you're not an African elephant. And she got kind of quiet. And she, what? I go, at least you're not an African elephant. I go, what is the hell is that supposed to mean? I go, well, their gestation period is like 11 months, and ours is only technically 9. So
but
at least
really
getting
10.
This thing out in 9 months. Well, it's technically 10. Yeah, I think there's technically 12 if you kind of include the other month. And she said, that doesn't help me at all. I go, okay, well, at least you're not a possum. So going back to your story, Curbs. And she goes, what the hell is that supposed to mean? I go, well, possums are marsupials, meaning that they're the only animal north of Mexico, believe it or not, that are marsupials, which means they carry their young around in their sack, kind of like a kangaroo. So, you know, when this thing comes out, at least you can kind of put it to nap or kind of go away and get a babysitter, because you don't have to see them all day. I actually respect the hell out of possums. They're around their kids 24/7. It's pretty remarkable.
Joe references the Animal Planet to try and make his pregnant wife feel better.
Okay, wait.
The best part is, the best part is, I do it in my Marlon Perkins voice. Like, at least you're not a marsupial, because they are carrying a young all the time. And she goes, will you shut up and just do the dishwasher?
Well, all right. Well, I'm gonna trump you on the things you shouldn't say to your wife. Okay.
God, this got off the rails.
This was about Gabby at the point. Gabby's probably about 6 months, 7 months old, right? And second kid, and we're just getting our ears absolutely boxed in life at this point in time, right? We don't know what end is up. And sitting on the couch, it's 8 o'clock at night. Both kids are sleeping. We're just tired, out of shape, right? I looked over at Christy and I went, we're fat. And I got the old excuse me, and I went, wait, I said we. I threw me in there too. And I'm not, hey, listen, honest to God, I'm not making this up. I said, listen, if your husband can't say it, who can say it? She goes, I just gave birth 6 months ago. I go, it's not about that. I go, it's like 8 o'clock at night. We don't have the energy to even move anymore. Literally the next day I went up to 24 Hour Fitness, got a gym membership, and we started going to work on it. But I would recommend not following my lead on that one and waiting a few more months.
That would be
stay away from that one.
Yeah, that
wow.
would be smart.
We're fat.
Joe, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you a hockey question before we let
I
you go.
I thought we were going to do more of that tonight. I was taking Joe off the hook here.
That's your We'll only give them one here so we can save the rest
for the
broadcast.
We don't get much of a chance to go off the rails sometimes
anymore.
That's
not true. It happens an awful lot. Curbs and I are going to get into this a little bit later, but I'm curious. Watching a lot of these players get into the lineup, we saw Costin last night, McEachran, Clifford, Samford, Joshua. Where do you think this stands in terms of Craig Berube viewing this roster with all of these guys competing for playing spots once the playoffs start?
I think tonight's another big game for a lot of the young players. You know, I'm looking at a player like the Santini draw back into the lineup. Keep in mind, I think he led the team in hits a couple games ago. I know he finished with six. To me, that was probably near the top in that L.A. game. I think he's starting to really like Santini's game. The intriguing one for me is Mikkola. And I mentioned this on the broadcast last night, Alex and Curbs, you know. With Vince Dunn kind of, you know, around the corner, hopefully being back soon, you had decisions to make. Because with guys being out, you're looking at some players who really kind of come in and really filled roles very nicely. Mikkola, to me, is one of those players. If you're going up against the Vegas Golden Knights or Colorado Avalanche, you're going to need some beef. You're going to need some heaviness on the back end. You're going to need that Pat Maroon style of player that the Blues just really have missed since Pat Maroon's exit. You know, Curbs, you mentioned to me a lot as far as, like, was that a good move or a bad move not to bring Pat Maroon back after the Stanley Cup championship? Because certainly we've lost a lot of personality. I think Mikkola can certainly bring that to the table. For the fourth line, I think this is probably the biggest line that Craig Berube has to kind of sort out. The top three lines, you know your personnel. It's just a matter of kind of getting the mix, right, finding that chemistry. But the fourth line, you have a couple extra pieces. The Sammy Blais just around the corner from returning. He's going to be an added piece as well. You got Clifford, Dakota Joshua, Mackenzie McEachran. The fourth line is going to be so important in these playoffs. It always is. Every time a team wins a championship, they're four lines deep, whether it be the Penguins with Cullen through the middle, whether it be the Blues in 19 with, of course, Sundquist's line through the back end as well. So fourth lines to me are very valuable. They have a lot of pieces that can play roles in those parts. You love Clifford because of the experience. You love McEachran because of the speed. I've loved Dakota Joshua from day one, and this coach is in love with Dakota Joshua because he makes smart plays and he's ready to get after it. So I think tonight's going to be the last opportunity. And certainly you hope that some individuals go out there, grab the moment, go out there and make an impression for this coach, because this fourth line is to me, going to be that big matchup line. We saw it last night against the Foligno line. Craig Berube tried to get the fourth line out there with the Foligno line as much as possible. It's a really hard matchup because he's experimenting. He's seeing how much they can handle. How much can Zach Sanford handle in the middle when he sees Foligno coming flying at him or Greenway knocking him off the puck? You know, so I think for Sanford, another big night for him here tonight. Sammy Blais, if he draws in, I kind of can see him around that fourth line spot as well. So big debut, not debut rather, but big auction experience for a lot of these kids to go out there and show the people what they can bring, and hopefully Craig Berube sees some good things, good enough to move forward Monday with a confident direction of where this fourth line can be.
Joe, bring more of that possum knowledge to the broadcast tonight with Curb starting at 7.
Hey, can't wait. You know, they actually, believe it or not, I read this somewhere else too. If they get bit by a snake, they can actually, like, excrete the venom. They don't die. I'm telling you, these animals that are still on this earth, they're here for a reason, folks.
Joe, and they're ugly as hell. This thing was, he was pissed off. She was pissed. I don't know. I let it go. I didn't get close enough to figure out whether it was mom or dad.
That's probably a smart decision. Joe, appreciate the time, my man. We'll talk to you tonight.
See you guys.